The millennium of peace is here. At last, God steps in and changes things. The Antichrist made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came. This is when God stepped in, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. This is Daniel 7, verses 21, 22, and verse 18. But Revelation 20, verse 4 says, I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, or the Antichrist, neither his image, neither had received his mark, which is the RFID, upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. That's Matthew 25, verses 20 through 29. Who will survive and remain? We just finished a period of 1290 days, which is the length of the tribulation of 1260 days plus the 30 days of the marriage feast. See the pamphlet, the marriage supper. Blessed is he that waits and comes and makes it till the 1335 days. That's in Daniel 12:11. You take away 1290 from that, then you have 45 days left. This refers to the 45 days after the marriage supper. During these 45 days, the armies will fight each other at Armageddon. The bullies, the arrogant, and them which destroy the earth will then have destroyed each other. It says in Revelation 11:18. After 45 days, the bloodbath, the anarchy, the rioting, and civil war comes to an end. The people that did not accept the mark and did not know Jesus are mainly the humble tribal people. They escaped this insane bloodbath by remaining or disappearing into the jungles and the wilderness. These will come out of their hiding places and fulfill the scripture of what Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," in Matthew 5:5. The prophet Isaiah gives us reason why it all happened. He says, "I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease." Isaiah 13:11. Isaiah also describes that hardly any males will be left. "I will make a man more precious than fine gold," it says in Isaiah 13:12. There will be so few men left that in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own bread and we will wear our own apparel." In other words, we'll do our own shopping. "Only let us be called by your name and take away our reproach." Isaiah 4:1. God's mercy on Israel. The remnant of Israel shall return unto the mighty God, it says in Isaiah 10:21. 2/3 of Israel's population died during the war, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, "It is my people," and they shall say, "The Lord is my God." Zechariah 13, verse 9. "And I will pour upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn." Zechariah 12:10, "And Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited," it says in Zechariah 14:11. The millennium of peace has now started, but first the cleanup. 7 months shall the people that remain in Israel be burying the dead, and they shall find men of continual employment to cleanse the land. Ezekiel 39, verses 12 through 14. Then it says in Ezekiel 39:11, "The stench shall stop the noses of the passengers. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and they shall set on fire and burn the weapons with fire for 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any of the forests." Ezekiel 39, verses 9 and 10. Then there was that song by Edwin Starr in 1969. "War, no more, no more war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing." It was a very popular song in those days when the Vietnam War was going on. Satan is bound for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verses 2 and 3. "So no more greedy wars. Peace will be enforced and accepted as every knee shall bow." Isaiah 45, 23. "The weapons shall be beaten into farming equipment. and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, Isaiah 2, verse 4, no more military training, collateral damage, and so-called just wars. Heavenly peace for 1,000 years, and they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall make gardens and eat the fruit of them, Isaiah 65:21. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, Zechariah 14:20. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain, Zechariah 14:17. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, Philippians 2:10. The law and the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem, says in Isaiah 2, verse 3. When Jesus was on earth, he wept over Jerusalem. However, Jerusalem will no longer be called the great city which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, as it says in Revelation 11:8. But Jerusalem shall be the camp of the saints and the beloved city, Revelation 20, verse 9. Zechariah 14:9 says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. So no more military recruitment, says in Isaiah 2 verse 4. Here we see that the big cases between the nations will be judged and settled by Jesus himself. Isaiah 60 verse 18 says, but violence shall no more be heard in the land. And with righteousness shall he judge the poor and the meek. Isaiah 11:3. So then there's three pictures there. There is no more rat race stress. No more violence of a young man that is sitting there full of blood. And no more terrorism. But people will not be automatons. There is the advantage that the devil, who now keeps deceiving the people, will be locked away. But the people will not be robots and will still have their stubborn will and freedom of choice. So while Jesus handled the big cases, the rulers will likely be judging cases like differences with neighbors, land disputes, education, or child neglect, etc. Rulers will have the benefit of having resurrected bodies similar to the one that Jesus had after his resurrection. He could appear and disappear and was not subject to gravity. With that improvement, it will be easier to keep an eye on people with criminal tendencies and to stop them in their tracks. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy. It says in Isaiah 11 verse 9. People will live much longer, for the child shall die 100 years old, as the days of a tree are the days of my people. It says in Isaiah 65, verses 20 and 22. The Lord will most likely restore the atmosphere and the climate to what it was before the flood, when the people and animals lived much longer. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play in the hole of an asp. An asp is a deadly serpent. Isaiah 11 verses 6 through 9. The animals will no longer be carnivores, and humans will also become vegetarians as before the flood. We'll probably wonder how we could have killed and enjoyed eating flesh of one of God's creatures. And then we get the final test of character. When the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations, to gather them together to battle. It says in Revelation 20, verse 7 and 8. Can you believe it? People will still be living in a world that we can only dream of now. Yet Satan goes on his political campaign. We have had one party rule long enough. Let's get rid of these alien tyrants. It says in Revelation 20, verses 9 and 10. And they compassed the camp of the saints about. And then it was enough. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. So he is finally with his partners in crime, and they are hot under their collar. So after this is the judgment day. Don't miss the pamphlet, Judgment Day and How to Escape It. So what is the reason for all this? You and I are the most important part of God's whole creation. Everything, including the devil, is to see what decisions we each will make once our hearts are sorted and we have made our choices for good or for evil. Then Satan's job is done and he will be banished. However, the choices are 100% our responsibility. At johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, plus a good study Bible and 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here it is free, no cookies or no info requests. So you can pass them on.